Hey guys, welcome back to Mindset Managed. Today we're going to be talking about how to make life more interesting. The reason I wanted to do this topic is because things like social media and when you're watching cool TV shows, they get you thinking about how other people live their life. And of course, this can be a negative. Sometimes we have the comparison involved with that, or we get like, you know, FOMO, the fear of missing out on things, and we start feeling like our lives aren't good enough. But on the flip side, it's also kind of inspiring, right? It makes you look at other people's lives and what they're doing and think, oh, hey, that'd be interesting if I could do that too. And of course, we have every right to do those things and be inspired by other people. And I sometimes look at people's lives and think, wow, they're doing such great things, or wow, they seem so sure of themselves, or so incredibly self-expressive that it's really admirable, right? And it got me thinking, the thing that is so interesting about these people, the thing that's so captivating about these people, or the things that they're doing, is the fact that they're living an interesting life. They're not settling for the mundane, boring life of going to work, coming home, watching TV, going to sleep, going to work, coming home, watching TV, going to sleep, you know? Of course, I'm have interesting work that they do, I don't know, or watch interesting things on TV. But if your life is the same thing all day, every day, if your life is the same thing every week, every month, every year, that kind of gets boring after a while. And so I asked myself, how do you make your life interesting? How do you ensure that your life is as good and as cool and as great as you want it to be? The first thing that I thought about was the fact that life should be seen as an experiment, that we have these theories, these ideas, and we get curious about them. We try and fail and gain information as we go as to who we are and what we can do. We actively self-explore. So this means not being fixed in who you are or who you think you are. This is not in saying that my life purpose must be this thing, my goals must be this thing, right? So for me, instead of my goal being I want to be an international best-selling fantasy author, which is very specific, I could say to myself, I want to make a living telling stories. So that can be me telling stories in any kind of way, so TV, music, podcasts, blogs, whatever, you know. And it also means it doesn't have to be in a certain genre, it doesn't have to be fantasy, it can be any other medium, any other way. So that means that my goal, my purpose is less fixed, I'm less fixed, and that makes me less strict, it makes me take life less seriously, and it makes me go after new things and new curiosities and just try things out to see what happens. So if you want a more practical way, a more, you know, list-based way of making your life interesting on a regular basis, then here are my ideas. First, you should schedule friend time. So we all have families. Most of the time, we'll spend most of our time with our families, right? Whether that's our parents and our siblings, or it's our own children. I think that family time is great. Family time can, of course, be very fun, but you also need your friendships. You need people who perhaps have a lot more in common with you than your family do. People that you can go out and be your completely unfiltered self with. Like, I know there's certain things that I'd say to a friend that I wouldn't say to my mom or my sister, right? So I think we all need to have friends, and we all need to schedule time with them. It's very obvious that as adults, we're busy. We're of course busy, but you need to make time for the people who are important, the people who you can be 100% yourself with, the people that you can go out and have fun with, right? So if you schedule time with your friends, then you are likely to have a more interesting life. And of course, be open to new friendships, be open to meeting all kinds of people in all kinds of different ways. And that's a way to definitely ensure you're having an interesting time. The next thing is to actually have something fun planned for every month. Depending on how much you make, this will depend on what you can do, but it is totally possible to have something fun planned every single month, whether it's something that you do for free that costs you no money, or something that you spend a lot of money on. So for me, I really enjoyed last year having holidays set up. So we would travel. I think we went away 3 times last year, and we also went away somewhere in the UK. So that's 4 times that we went away and stayed away from home. And on those holidays, we of course experienced new cultures, new languages, new foods, and we actively set to do new experiences as well. So last year I parasailed over the Atlantic Ocean whilst I was in Portugal. I went on Europe's highest swing in Amsterdam. That was absolutely terrifying. I went on boats and went in caves, and what else did we do? We went into the Colosseum in Rome, the Pantheon, like all of it. Like, we've done so many amazing things last year. And what I really missed about this year was not having those holidays to go on. And the thing is, like,
just because you can't go away abroad doesn't mean that you can't schedule fun things to do. And it's about getting creative and being, like I say, more flexible about what you can do. Ensuring that at least every month that you have something that you do is a great way to ensure that your life is interesting, that you're not just coasting through, allowing it to become boring and stale. So that's things like hosting a film night, having film marathons, having a game night, going out to play golf or rock climbing, or going to a new park or something and having a ball game, like anything like that. It doesn't have to be extravagant, it doesn't have to be costing you a lot of money, it doesn't have to be abroad, but ensuring that every single month, at least one night of that month, one day of that month, you're spending it doing something new, exciting, something fun, something that you know will bring you joy, is going to ensure that you are living an intentionally interesting life. The next thing that makes for an interesting person and an interesting life is to have a hobby that is completely aside from your career. So for me, I kind of cheat. My hobby, I guess, is my writing, but my writing is also my passion and my career. So that's me cheating. Instead, if you want to have an interesting life, you need to have more to you than that, more pillars in your life than that. One thing, even a small thing that you do, you know, once a week, it doesn't have to be a big deal. There's something that you do that's aside from your work, that doesn't take a great deal of, you know, analyzing, or, you know, a great deal of energy or something like that, but just like something that's fun, something that's perhaps a new skill, that puts you out of your comfort zone, that helps you to meet new people, things like that. Having a hobby is a great way to make yourself a well-rounded individual, that you have more skills, that you have more, you know, interesting stories to tell. It just makes you a really cool person. Like, I know that when we are on the Twitter community, the writers of us, some of us share like our hobbies aside from writing, and I remember not being able to share much of what I do. Like I said, I do yoga, but that's about it. And the other writers, they were saying stuff like they do fencing, and they're piano players, and they volunteer at the zoo. And I was just like, these are really cool things that these people are doing, like martial arts and everything. And I was like, that's what we all need. It's really cool to have more to you than just your work, to be able to say, oh, also I'm a ballet dancer or something, you know. And it doesn't have to be something that you're good at, you don't have to be amazing at it, you just have to let go and let yourself enjoy it and have it be something that's aside from your work, and it's something fun, it's something just for you. And that kind of leads me to my next one, is to learn a new skill and always be a student of life. It is important to, like I say, treat life as an experiment. Just try new things, learn new things. You really don't know what you're good at or what you're capable of or who you truly are unless you try things. Be curious and take it less seriously. If you try something and you don't like it or you fail, it's really not that big of a deal. As adults, we think that the world will end if we make a wrong decision, or that we've wasted our whole lives if we spend a month doing something that we're not good at. I know for me that when I was deciding to study again, I blew it up in my mind. Like, at first I was like, yep, this is interesting, let me do this, it feels right. But then as soon as it was starting to become real, my mind started to overthink and stress and worry, like, what if this isn't right? What if I made a bad decision again? What if I drop out of university again and it's a big deal and my family like yells at me again? Like, it's not that big of a deal. If we do something and it's the wrong thing for us, so what? Least we'll know, least we'll have that information to go forwards with. But if we don't do those things, if we keep having like doors open because we're so unsure, we'll end up staring down the face of regret, that we'll just keep having unanswered questions. I'd rather try and fail and stumble and know for sure that that thing wasn't for me than to not try at all and keep wondering why. Because trust me, I know how it feels to keep asking yourself questions that you don't have the answers to, and it drives you crazy to be thinking, but what if, but what if, but what if. Only way to answer that is to do it, I'm afraid. And yes, it will be vulnerable, yes, it'll be uncomfortable, and like I say, you will be a beginner, you will be a student, it'll be hard, you won't know what you're doing, but you will get used to it and it will work and you'll love it, or it won't work and it won't be for you, but at least you'll know. And that is how you get an interesting life, by having that kind of mentality about life. The next thing is to stop being lazy. I put this on there because I think it's so easy, like I say, to just drift through life, to just do what you have to do instead of trying to do things that you want to do. So you have to work for money, and then you just can come home and not do anything if you want to. You can just be lazy in front of the TV and binge everything on Netflix. It's so easy to do. I've done it, and it's really not great. It doesn't make for an interesting life. Instead, you might be a bit tired after work. I totally get it. Sometimes you do need to rest, but other times, you know, are you tired or are you being lazy? Could you get up and do something with your time? Could you get up and write for an hour on the evenings and, you know, just see what cool ideas you come up with? Could you spend an hour doing a class, like I say, go to a yoga class, go to a meditation class, go to a martial arts class, a ballet class? There's so many things out there, and unless you go looking for them, you're not going to find them. You're going to keep thinking that your life is so boring, but the ball is in your court. You are in control. You can decide to do something interesting with your time. Like I say, you might be working a 9-to-5. You might have to travel and you don't get home until, I don't know, 8 o'clock. And then you've got to eat. And obviously you want to go to bed on time. But there's always at least 15 minutes that you could be doing something else. Something that makes your time and your life more valuable, more interesting, and a greater story for you to tell, for you to feel good about. And that is up to you. The next thing that I advise you to do is to keep up to date. I know that I've been rubbish at this lately. I used to listen to the news and read things on my phone, but lately I haven't been doing that, and I'm not quite sure why. And then my family would end up talking about something that's in the news and it sounds really cool or really bad or something that I should know, but I don't know anything about it. And I think that's really bad. It's a good way to be left behind, right? Not only is it important to know things, what's happening in the world, obviously that's important, but it also makes for an interesting conversation. If you don't know what's going on in the world, then it's going to be hard for you to connect with other people. It's going to be hard for you to participate in conversations, and you're going to feel like you don't really know what's going on. So if you want to be interesting, and if you want to, you know, feel good about your life, then you need to keep up to date, at least in some area of the world. Obviously you can't keep up to date on everything, but know what's going on in an industry that you like, or, you know, to do with world affairs. Like, it doesn't have to be politics, it could be you know, the environment, something like that. Keep up to date with things and you'll have an endless wealth of things to talk about. And similar to this, it's important to listen to people and tell your stories too. We all are storytellers. We all have interesting things to say, and the more conversations that you have, the more people that you meet, the more cultures that you dive into, the more your own life will be more interesting. Your own stories will be more interesting. And I think that conversations are a really key part of having an interest in life. So the more conversations that you have, the greater your interest in the world will become, and the more interesting things that you'll have to say. I believe that we can learn from loads of people, all kinds of people. I know that I've learned from people who I have considered aren't that smart, but obviously that was a bit ignorant of me to think, because I think that there's so many different levels of intelligence. It's like a conversation for another time, definitely, but intelligence is so much more than just, you know, good grades or how many facts and figures you know about the world. Intelligence is deep and it's multifaceted, and everybody has something to share, everybody has something to say, and allowing people to do so is a great way to ensure that your life is interesting, and a great way to ensure that you can have great conversations and tell great stories yourself. The next thing that I'd say is to ensure that you go abroad every year. Like I say, I absolutely loved last year having 3 times gone abroad, but we don't have to go abroad that often. We can go just once a year, and you're ensuring that your life is interesting, because you're experiencing new things, you're going to new places, you're seeing how other people live, you're meeting all kinds of people, you're eating new foods, you know, and that information is important. It makes us well-rounded individuals, it opens our minds, broadens our horizons, changes our perspective, and I feel invigorated by life every time I travel. It allows you to see beyond the norm of your own life, to see beyond what you thought was the limits of your own life. Instead, you suddenly realize that life is so much bigger than you thought, that it's so much bigger than you and your problems. And that is an interesting way to live, and it's a great way to make you yourself more interesting a person as well. The next thing is to attend events and to expand on what you consume. So reading, watching, listening, eating, all these things, don't just decide that this is what I like and I don't like anything else, I'm not going to try anything else. Instead, try new things. If you like reading fantasy books, why not try reading horror? You never know, it might be that brilliant way into a new world of things that you never knew before. Even if you don't like it, like I say, you just stop reading the book and you read something else. It's not that big of a deal. The same goes for TV shows or films or, you know, podcasts or YouTube channels or, like I say, events or whatever. Something might be out of your comfort zone. It might not be what you're sure you like. But if you have even a tiny bit of a curiosity, follow it. Follow that instinct and you will find really cool, new, interesting things, new experiences, things that even if you don't like it, you'll know. And even if you don't like it, you'll have a story to tell about start that thing. And I think that's a really great way to ensure that you're keeping interesting within yourself and leading an interesting life. So the last thing that I'll say is that you should try something new and out of your comfort zone every year. That you shouldn't be afraid to fail, make mistakes and be embarrassed. That things will never be perfect and easy, and you shouldn't ask for it to be. Instead, you should be sure of the fact that life is just an experiment. It is just an experiment. All you have to do is try new things, to be curious, to see who you might be, what you might be good at. If your friend says, hey, I'm going to a baseball game, do you want to come with me? Then say, sure, yeah, I'll give it a go. Because you really don't know what you're capable of. You really do not know what you like or what might be a career option for you, a hobby for you, a skill for you, unless you give it a go. And that is how you have an interest in life, by treating it as an experiment, not some perfect masterpiece, not some perfect script that's going to be linear and you're going to make this decision, it's going to be the best decision, you're going to make another decision, that's going to be the best decision. Instead, you're going to make wrong decisions, you're going to take wrong turns, but that makes for an interesting story. Anytime that you watch a film or read a book, it's never easy, is it? When the hero's on their journey, it's not something simple, it's not something that's without obstacles or pitfalls or mistakes or setbacks, right? People are going to treat you bad, things are going to go wrong, you're going to not get what you wanted. But the thing is, you'll get what you need along the way, which is resilience, which is a story to tell, which is excitement and understanding about yourself and life lessons, right? And I think that's so much more interesting. Treat life as an experiment and your life will be interesting. I hope that this has been an interesting one for you guys. Like I say, it's something I've been thinking about. I want to lead an interesting life. I want to have a good story to tell, not to please anybody else or be validated by anybody else, but to feel good within myself, to know that I never set limits on myself or decided that I had to be or do a certain thing. Instead, to just do and be whatever I'm called to do and be and have fun along the way. That's what life should really truly be about. And I'm excited by that. And that is what an interesting life will be. So I hope that you take that on board. Try out some of the things that I said in here. I'm going to do the same. I hope to do the same for the whole of next year. Try and make it a year that I take less seriously. A year that I think less and just do more and see what happens. So take care, guys, and I'll speak to you next week. Bye.